Welcome to the Tucson Tasty Show, the tastiest show in Tucson. I am your host, Wesley Source, here with Pastor John McLean of Veteran Rescue Mission.
Yep, that's me.
How you doing, John?
I am blessed and highly favored. I get every week I get to come into this radio studio with you, one, and two, I get to eat delicious food. That's what we do.
Great combination.
That's what we do.
Yeah.
Can you believe that? Like, people actually, like, we actually get paid, and for a living, we eat food and talk on the radio. Is that even possible?
Somebody's got to do
that's
it.
That's a joke, right? Is that a knock-knock joke?
Who's there? The Tucson Tasty Show?
The Tucson Tasty Show.
We have a very special guest here in studio with us today. We have Ron from Pitcher Rocks Cooling, Heating, and Plumbing.
Hey there.
How you doing, Ron?
Good.
The coolest guy in Tucson.
The coolest.
Keeping you cool.
Coolest guy in Tucson. I love that. Is that your tagline?
No, that I made that up for him.
Yeah.
He hasn't really assumed it yet. He's too humble, but I'm going to keep saying it.
How can we get a hold of you?
You can give us a call at 440-4069 or PitcherRocksCooling.com.
Mm-hmm. And you only work in Pitcher Rocks?
No. We work all over Tucson and the surrounding areas.
Outstanding. So you'll come out to my house and take care of my
anytime.
AC.
Yeah.
I live in South Vale.
Yeah.
Out there in the middle of nowhere.
We're out in Vale all the time.
I have fights going on with bobcats and my chickens. It's great. You should come and check
that's
it out.
That's his specialty, actually, is fighting off bobcats and chicken as he's fixing air conditioning.
That's right.
And pack rats, but we'll skip the pack rat today. No. But today in studio, we have Cornelius, the owner of CP's Wings. Welcome to the Tucson Tasty Show. How are you doing today?
I'm great, man. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you. Tell us a little bit about you.
So, Cornelius, Air Force veteran.
Nice. Thank you for your service, brother.
Yeah, served in from 2003 to 2008.
Just all around us, everywhere we're going today, Air Force vets. Huh?
I wanted to outnumber you as much as possible.
I guess so. You win. All right. I won't make those Air Force jokes anymore.
Okay. What service were you? You ran off.
I was Army.
The crayons.
Army.
Yeah. Okay. I just want to say that you did pick up all the crayons and take off with them. So,
there was the grape flavored ones. What are you talking about?
He came over and sat down in a chair and is like, this is how you guys introduce each other, right? And then he went over and grabbed all the crayons off the table. And I was like, at least we don't, never mind. Yeah. We'll leave that
for
there.
Sure. So yeah, but it's about you, Cornelius, please.
Okay. Now, I was going to be in the Army. I was going to try out for the Army, but my ASVAB score was too high. They said I had to.
Yeah, absolutely. I got it for sure. That's absolutely a fact. I always tell people, particularly when I meet Air Force and Navy people, I always tell them, if I were smarter, I would have joined the Air Force or the Navy, but I tested into the Army, so here I am. For sure.
It happened. No, actually, to be
you're
honest.
You're smarter than that. Stop it.
My dad was also a Navy veteran.
Okay, nice.
Retired, but his thing was, hey, if you're going to do it, Air Force all the way. Air Force all the way. So that's
my dad told me the same thing.
If I had it to do over again, especially if my kids, if they decide to join the military, I'll be trying to point them toward Air Force. My parents, they were military intelligence officers, so they convinced me since a little child that actually Air Force, Navy, Marines, Coast Guard, all those were branches of the Army.
Mm-hmm.
So all I thought there was the Army.
I got you.
Yeah. So here we go.
Well, a special thank you to our sponsors, Kiki Rogers with Country Financial Insurance, Vera Earl Premium Beef, that's VEPremiumBeef.com, ERC Junction, and again, that's ERCJunction.com, Veteran Rescue Mission, Pitcher Rocks, Cooling, Heating, Plumbing, Bella's Gelato, and of course, Barbecue Rush.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so let's get into this a little bit, Cornelius. So you've got a food truck.
That's right.
And it's the talk of the town. I have four or five different groups that I orbit around, and single one of them.
He just walks around them everywhere.
I gotta see who's in there first and see if I want to talk to him. No, and every single one of them, somebody from that group has said, hey, have you had Cornelius on your show yet? And I said, no, I haven't. And I need to. And he's so busy. And thank you so much for sacrificing whatever time or whatever you did to sacrifice to be here today, because you're going to be even more busy now.
Yeah, that's true. No, I've been planning for this. So, we had to take time off for this. For
sure. Awesome. I had to schedule you out like a month and a half in advance.
He's the man.
That's what a good problem.
He's a victim of his own success.
Hey,
what can you do?
Why is everybody talking about CP's Wings?
So to be completely honest, to the best in the world, man.
Okay.
It is what it is.
Okay.
Humbly,
okay.
Humbly yeah. said.
Say it with your chest. Hey, say it with your whole hey. Entire chest.
No, I started this recipe over 10 years ago now.
Wow.
Yeah. My son and my daughter, one likes, my daughter likes the spice. My son likes, doesn't like the mm-hmm. spice. He's the barbecue guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we, you know, I grew up in Memphis, Tennessee, and it's all about, you know, barbecue mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. wings and things yeah. like that. And the way that they do it is, you know, you get one flavor and you master that flavor, and that's what you yep. sell out of your store. You, yep. know, you got your Kelvins, you got your Debo's, you got your, you know, Crumpies, but you go in and get the one flavor.
Yep.
So, long story short, well, long story long, the way it started was putting together a flavor that just for the kids, something that they both could enjoy, something that wasn't all too right. spicy, but wasn't, you know, bland, you know, mm-hmm. it wasn't just sweet. And so I started putting this together and making the chicken. I kind of modeled the way I make my chicken after my dad, he fries his chicken. So I used that a little bit, but then kind of added my own little spice, and then the sauce, man. And it started out a little different, you know. Now it's, like I said, it's more perfected after 10 years, right? But
so I was gonna brag on you a little bit here with the next question. And so your recipe is so incredible, but you already told us that it's the best in the world. I can't wait to try it, actually. Yeah. I'm really excited about it. But I'm told that you're having it patented. And tell us more about that. That's got to be something that's something.
Yeah. It sounds. I mean, the process sounds complicated. I mean, it almost would. I mean, when I think of the idea of patenting a sauce, it would be almost like someone telling me, "Make a spaceship." I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah, I don't know how to do that. But yeah, you explain it to us. I'm sure it's an interesting
process.
The process is long. It's expensive. But I'm going with a team, like a group that's helping me go through the process.
Nice.
Write it out. Exactly what you do from start to finish.
Right.
Ingredients can kind of be similar to other things, but your process is what you're patenting.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I also wanted to patent it because, like, if you go into, you know, your typical wing places, you've got all the different sauces, but they're pretty generic, right? You got your buffalo, barbecue, lemon pepper. But it's like generic flavors, right? I don't want CP. If you want CP's wing sauce, you got to come. You have to come to CP's wings.
Okay,
today.
That's awesome. Yeah.
That's kind of the idea with the patent there. But yeah, it's been a process. We're still in that process, but it's happening.
Nice.
Yeah.
Awesome. No opioids, though, right? I mean, you're not going to try to get us addicted to the barbecue sauce.
No, good.
Just all good flavor.
So you want people to crave it and have to come and find you. How do people find you?
So the way to find me right now is through social media, the best way. Or if you see me passing by, ask me where I'm going. Instagram is a big one for me. CPS_wings.
Okay.
At Instagram and Facebook as well. You can find me there, or just give me a call and say, hey, where you at today? 520-282-3383.
Outstanding.
Nice. Say that number one more time.
520-282-3383.
You know, a question that kind of comes to mind that I want to touch on is, like, what's the history been like so far? What are some of the success stories that CP's Wings had up to this point?
Man.
I know it's a curveball a little bit.
It is a little curve. Yeah. Success stories. The whole process has been a success story. I started the business back in 2019.
Mm-hmm.
That's when the LLC came, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then COVID happened, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was right on the cusp of getting the truck up in Phoenix.
Mm.
And, you know, everything shut down. I was actually in school at the time. So we went to inside the Zoom classrooms and all that stuff. And when we finally were let back outside again, the business that I was working with was gone.
Oh.
Yeah, the whole business, like the whole thing. Thank God I didn't give them any money, but we had wrote out the schematics. We had everything ready to go. And then his business was gone, which I can't blame him. You know, it probably was hard for him. But after that, trying to come back and get a truck was three times as hard.
Mm. Right.
It was super expensive. Everyone was getting trucks.
Yeah.
I didn't have, my money wasn't the same as it was before. So it took a while to get back built up to get back to this point where I'm at now.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So that's the success story in itself.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's the success story. Yeah. I was looking for. I mean, I know for us, I mean, especially on this show, Common Good Radio Show, that we will be playing right after this show, we talk about how, one, the show was incepted out of COVID, and just how many businesses, like, how they made it through it, because A lot of them didn't. But the ones that did were some of the most resilient people in business that exists, because there was a level of resiliency that just was bred out of that. Just similar to like 2008. I think we've talked about that before,
yeah,
Ron.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, you know, I'll let you
we're,
have the
we're survivors.
The best rises to the top.
That's right.
I'm glad you did, because that's a testament to the Air Force training that I'm sure you got, because it showed you to stick with it. And there's not another branch that does that, right?
It's absolutely.
I'll leave it. You guys can have fun. So tell us about like your dreams and, you know, like what's next for CP's Wings.
Yeah. So I was kind of talking about that outside. Yeah. So when I first started this whole thing, my thought was, you know, best chicken wing fruit franchise like of all time. That's mm-hmm. my goal, right? End goal. But moving from this point, I would love to get into Diamondback Stadium.
Okay.
I'd love to do that. And then from there, go into other baseball stadiums. So that's the theme. It's all around baseball. This chicken is CP. He plays baseball, grew up playing baseball, and that's what we're trying to get into.
That's all awesome.
Right. Yeah.
Well, I'm Pastor John. Wait, no, I'm Wesley Source. Yeah. Uh-huh. And I'm your host of the Tucson Tasty Show, the tastiest show in Tucson. We'll be right back. Here's some more from our sponsors. Kiki Rogers with Country Financial Insurance, Vera Earl Premium Beef, ERC Junction, Veteran Rescue Mission, as well as Pitcher Rocks, Cooling, Heating, and Plumbing. That's Ron right across from me here today. And Bella's Gelato and Barbecue Rush. And just a tasty Tucson. Welcome back to the Tucson Tasty Show. I'm your host, Wesley Source, here with Pastor John McClain, and together we are the Tucson Tasty Show.
Yeah, it's like Captain Planet. With our powers combined, we are the Tucson Tasty Show.
We are.
Yeah.
We're here with Ron from Pitcher Rocks Cooling, Heating, and Plumbing. I'm told he is the coolest guy in Tucson.
No question to ask. Hands down.
Hands down.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I'm so happy to be here, and I'm excited for these wings.
I am too. My mouth's watering.
Oh, yeah.
I had a big lunch, too.
I'm just pretending like I care about what we're talking about right now, and I'm already in my mind eating the wings.
All right. Yeah. So now it's time for John's Tasty Bites, the place to expand your culinary horizon, and my favorite part of the show. I'm super excited that we get to try some of your amazing food, Cornelius. And so tell us what you brought us. What is the wing that you brought for us today?
So the wing I brought is the signature CP's chicken wing. Mm-hmm.
So of the CP, I just want to get this because this is one of those OCD moments. I understand that probably the C stands for Cornelius.
So, no, actually.
Interesting.
CP is the chicken.
Okay.
He's the baseball-playing chicken that you see when you look at the truck.
Right?
He grew up playing chicken, or playing baseball, I'm sorry. And, no. So the CP is actually, it's my kid's initials. So
okay.
You know, we brought it to them.
That's cool.
So they would have
That's
it.
That's cool.
Very good.
Awesome. CP. Awesome. Okay.
Fair enough.
Sorry, I'm really bad about that, but squirrel, yeah.
So these are the, this is what you should order the first time you go it out.
This is the sauce. This is the flavor. It's Sweet Heat, CP's Wings.
Sweet Heat. All right, John.
Okay. So as I bite in them, these are your signature CP's wings with the signature CP's wing sauce.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
All right.
I think I'm ready. I'm just trying to really like breathe in the moment because I feel like
they smell
special.
Amazing.
They do.
Yeah, they really do.
I can't
really,
even.
And then, like again, kind of like we were saying with Barbecue Rush's barbecue sauce. Like,
right.
They smell like their own thing. They look like their own thing. Like I've not smelled nor seen a wing that looked like this before. Yet it looks like,
and that's why we
wing.
Have John's Tasty Bites.
Yeah, like I'm like a 7-year-old that's looking at it like it looks crunchy and chewy and yum yum. But here we go, taking a bite of CP's wings.
He's going in. He's biting the entire thing. I'm actually this is exciting.
Mm.
Uh-oh.
Mm. Mm. Mm.
I apologize, all right. Everyone.
Oh, man. So many different flavors all at the same time dancing together, yes. Playing oh, a my. Song.
Yes.
It's a symphony yes, of it is. Flavor. Okay. So just to give a first sense, the quality of the chicken, top notch. Top notch quality of chicken. The first thing you taste is kind of like really savory, kind of real mild sauce, and then kind of a hint of aftertaste, a little bit sweet, but more zangy and tangy than sweet. But like I thought, just like the smell and like the look, uniquely its own thing.
Well said.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I just tried a bite because they just smell incredible, and I'm sorry for everybody that's not here to smell these and taste these, but mm-hmm. I
absolutely
love you.
Delicious.
Hey, your wife's here.
I'm sorry, Tina.
It's chicken love. It's not the other.
Yeah, it's completely platonic.
You can come over to my house anytime you want. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I have four grills and a smoker and an upright smoker and a charcoal grill and a suitcase grill. But
I'll be there with an apron on.
There you go. Right. Yeah.
Hopefully not just an apron.
Yeah, hopefully not.
Bell's in an apron. Bell, I'll be doing Bell's on an apron.
All right, this is incredible. Your thoughts, Ron?
Oh man, it's incredible. I love the texture of it. I mean, it's cooked perfectly. The flavors are just they pop. You know,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It just like you said, there's a mixture of flavors that just all go together. So. Mm. It's fantastic. It's a great experience.
Awesome.
Is there a certain type of chicken that you're using? Because I mean, there's got to be ways that you make it this good, but mm-hmm. You've got to get the chicken from someplace special, right? I mean, you get it from heaven.
Yeah, chicken heaven. Yeah, I've heard of this place.
I do call up to heaven to get it most of the time, but when I can't get it from there, I usually go down to either. I was getting it from Phoenix a lot mm-hmm. at the beginning because that was the only place I can get that quality chicken, good mm-hmm. sized chicken, mm-hmm. and quality.
They're big too.
Yeah, they are. Mm-hmm.
But now Restaurant Depot does pretty well.
Okay.
With some of the chicken.
Really?
Yeah, but not always. Sometimes I go in and I look at it, and if it's not that, mm-hmm. I assess it, and if it isn't, I have to take the drive up to Phoenix and get it. But also Houghton Meat Market, they get good chicken over there as well.
Houghton Meat Market. I keep hearing about that place too. Yeah. Houghton Meat Market again. Yep. There it is.
Yep.
another place we've got to get.
Was going through them a lot at the beginning, and I still do. We still have a relationship, business relationship over there.
Okay,
so
good.
Get chicken there too.
Nice.
I have never, I can honestly say that I have never had a wing that is this good. I'm pretty mm-hmm. good with wings. What I do is I'll brine my wings. Do you brine your wings?
Yes. So I didn't realize I brined my wings.
Oh, okay.
So my thought when I was making my chicken was I did a dry rub. And I would use different spices and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I would dump it all in and lather it up and get it ready to go. And then toss it in a bag and mm-hmm. put it in the refrigerator. And someone said, you brine it. Like, that's what that is? Oh, yeah. Okay, I brine it. So, yeah, I brine the chicken.
I'd call it marinating more than... But brine,
I guess the brine is
you got
the
salt in there.
Yeah,
so
that's what it is. It's the salt.
That's the exchange that's happening. Mm-hmm. And with my smoked brisket that I do, I brine it with a bunch of seasoning. And it definitely changes the flavor profile because it builds it in. Because when you get that salt exchange... and it breaks down the proteins and the meat and makes it just tender. That's why it's so tender and it's so tasty. And it's so tasty. Mm-hmm. You know, you're just it melts in your mouth, but you're bringing in all those spices into the meat as well because you can taste that all those spices all the way through.
Yeah,
and I'm impressed.
Yeah, it's absolutely amazing. And I guess kind of like, here's an offshoot question. Have you ever tried to make vegan wings?
Vegan? No. But I do have a cauliflower wing on the menu.
Okay.
I don't always bring it out only because, you know, it takes a lot to get the chicken ready on its own. So to add another element, it's a lot. But it's also on the menu, cauliflower wing. No vegan. I do gluten-free as well when it's, you know, someone lets me know ahead of time, hey, we have someone that's gluten-free.
Mm. Right. So if there's an event that needs it, then you know that you're going to be stocked for
it. Right. Yeah. I have it ready.
So you do the fryers changed out, everything.
Fryers
so
changed
it's
out,
celiac friendly.
Out,
that's
celiac
awesome.
Friendly, yeah. And then I, the different, the batter that I use.
Okay. Make sure
there's nothing in there that can.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
It's so good.
I'll let Wesley enjoy the food, and we'll move on. Would you say does the sauce make the wing, or the wing make the sauce? Like, what is it that is the primary component in making CP's wings so scrumdiddlyumptious?
It's a very good question. So, honestly, it they go together.
Mm-hmm.
So, like I was saying, with the brine at the beginning, I season my batter that I use, the breading that's on there, and then also the sauce. Like, all of it has to be going in order for it to be as good as it is. The sauce is phenomenal. So the sauce kind of does need to be there. Some people order it without the sauce because they don't want any spice.
Mm-hmm.
But you need all three.
Mm.
I'm actually working on selling that sauce too. We're working on getting that bottled and packaged up. So
nice.
Well, if you want some help, we can help you with that. It might not make it to the market, but.
You have some upcoming events?
Yes. Next week we have Tucson Meet Yourself starting.
Oh, yeah. I've heard of such a thing.
Yeah, it's October 13th, 14th, and 15th. It should be amazing.
Nice.
Yeah, I just posted about it earlier this week, actually. It's like I knew you were coming on the show.
And at Tucson Meet Yourself, like, what is your participation going to be in regards to that? And is there a particular place people can find you within it?
Yes, I'll be near the library. Okay. My participation will just be making wings, man.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Making wings. And then we're saying earlier about how if people want to find out where you are, is there any like static places where they can find you monthly or like biweekly or weekly or anything like that?
Not so much. I am downtown a lot. Tuesdays and Thursdays, I get that a lot just because it's, you know, they love it down there and I get a lot of requests. But usually that's how I make my rounds. If I get a request over here, then that next week I'm making calls to make sure that they have a spot for me.
Okay,
you know,
good.
Amazon, you know, just different places like that. Wherever I'm getting the phone call, where they're calling me, that's where I'll go.
Yeah,
that's where you're at.
Very good.
Nice. And so what would you say, I think we talked a little bit about kind of what's on the horizon, but what are like the big goals, big dreams, big next steps for CP's Wings?
More trucks.
More trucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's get them. Get it everywhere.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
CP's Wings all over the world. The best wings in the world.
Right. I want to build a restaurant around you and these wings.
Let's do it.
Yeah, they're absolutely great. I mean, this for the first time, possibly since I've been a little kid, I'm eating hot wings without the ranch sauce.
Yeah, no. And that's the other thing. You know, I did bring in some hot sauce to harass John, but I can't even taint these wings. They're so good. Yeah, there's awesome. No way that the sauce is going. Yeah. The hot sauce is going anywhere near any of it because it's perfect.
It's great.
Yeah,
It's perfect. Yeah. Unless you wanted to try some blueberry hot sauce on there.
I'll try it, but not on there. I'll put it on my finger.
I got a spoon for you.
Yeah, for sure. Well, Cornelius, thank you so much for joining
us,
brother.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
They're terrific.
Cornelius with awesome. CP's Wings. We also got Ron Arenas, the coolest man in Tucson with Picture Rocks Cooling, Heat, and Plumbing. Thank you for joining us
Thank you, brother. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you all for listening to these little tasty bites we have. Thank you so much for joining the Tucson Tasty Show. We'll be back with you next week with Chef Carl with the Arizona Bear Down Kitchen at 1:30 every Sunday right here on your radio dial and at KVOI.com. Thank you to our special guest, CP's Wings. Also, thank you to our sponsors, Kiki Rogers with Country Financial, Veteran Rescue Mission, Picture Rocks Cooling, Heating, and Plumbing, Bella's Gelato, and Barbecue Rock.